Maybe. But not everybody is going to prosper. There are revolutions and power struggles going on in every boardroom in this city. I know. I've watched most of them, just as they have watched mine. What I'm telling you is that I'm in a whole new world here, and I need you with me. Dad, I have to get my head straight. Forget Heather. I'm trying to warn you that you'll get hurt. Bobby shook his head.
If you were me, wouldn't you want to meet her? Wouldn't you be curious?
No, he said bluntly. I never went back to Uganda to find my father's family. I never regretted it, not once. What good would it have done? I had my own life to build. The past is the past. It doesn't do any bloody good to examine it too closely.
He looked into the air, challengingly.
And all you leeches who are working on more exposés of Hiram Patterson can write that down, too.
Bobby stood up.
Well, if it hurts too much, I can just turn the switch you put in my head, can't I?
Hiram looked mournful.
Just don't forget where your true family is, son.
A girl stood at the door, slim, no taller than his shoulder, dressed in a harsh electric blue shift with a glaring pink Lincoln design. She scowled at Bobby.
I know who you are, he said. You're Mary.
Heather's daughter by her second marriage, another half-sibling he'd only just found out about. She looked younger than her 15 years. Her hair was cut brutally short, and a soft tattoo morphed on her cheek. She was pretty, with high cheekbones and warm eyes, but her face was pursed into a frown that looked habitual. He forced a smile.
Your mother is expecting you, I know.
She looked past him at the clutch of reporters.
You'd better come in.
He wondered if he should say something about her father, express sympathy, but he couldn't find the words, and her face was hard and blank, and the moment passed. He stepped past her into the house. He was in a narrow hallway, cluttered with winter shoes and coats. He glimpsed a warm-looking kitchen, a lounge with big soft screens draped over the walls, but looked like a home study. Mary poked his arm.
Watch this.
She stepped forward, faced the reporters, and lifted her shift up over her head. She was wearing panties, but her small breasts were bare. She pulled the shift down and slammed shut the door. He could see spots of color on her cheeks. Anger? Embarrassment?
Why did you do that? They look at me the whole time anyway.
And she turned on her heel and ran upstairs, her shoes clattering on bare wooden boards, leaving him stranded in the hallway.
Sorry about that. She isn't adjusting too well.
And here, at last, was Heather, walking slowly up the hallway to him. She was smaller than he had expected. She looked slim, even wiry, if a little round-shouldered. Her face might once have shared Mary's elfin look, but now those cheekbones were prominent under sun-aged skin, and her brown eyes, sunk deep in pools of wrinkles, were tired. Her hair, streaked with gray, was pulled back into a tight bob. She was looking up at him quizzically.
Are you okay?
Bobby, for a few heartbeats, didn't trust himself to speak.
Yes, I'm just not sure what to call you.
She smiled.
How about Heather? This is complicated enough already.
And without warning, she stepped forward and wrapped her arms around his chest. He had tried to rehearse for this moment, tried to imagine how he would handle the storm of emotion he had expected. But now the moment was here. What he felt was
empty.
And all the while he was aware, achingly aware, of a million eyes on him, on every gesture and expression he made. She pulled away from him.
I haven't seen you since you were 5 years old. And it has to be like this. Well, I think we've put on enough of a show.
She led him into the room he had tentatively identified as a study. On a work table there was a giant soft screen of the finely grained type employed by artists and graphic designers. The walls were covered with lists, images of people, places, scraps of yellow paper covered with spidery, incomprehensible writing. There were scripts and reference books open on every surface, including the floor. Heather, brusquely, picked a mass of papers up off a swivel chair and dumped it on the floor. He accepted the implicit invitation by sitting down.